Hey guys out there, it's April Babb here with the 31 Days to Discerning the Voice of the Enemy and Decluttering It. Today we are going to cover day 22 and 23, so another 2-for-1 special. And I'm going to jump right in. I will give you this verse though to start. This is what I would say the verse of the whole study. If this is why we're doing what we're doing, 2 Corinthians 2:11. And if you're watching a video format, please put this in the comments below. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says this: "So that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes." Praise God, we are not ignorant of his schemes. I don't know about you, but I am growing more discernment and understanding about how he operates to get me to take the bait of his words, and it is helping me. I hope that it's helping you as well. So day 22, the word I have here is intimidation, and I have that his voice is a roaring voice of intimidation. He wants to stop you because he cannot stop God. No one can stop God. But what the enemy can do is, if he can stop you and he can stop me, then he, I would say by proxy, is stopping God. This is what I mean. Let me ask you a question to answer the question. How does God do his work in the earth? He does his work through people. Thank you, Lord, for including us. We are co-heirs and co-laborers with Christ. So God, in the form of the Holy Spirit, who is God. Holy Spirit is God. He lives inside of us. He has a will and he has a desire, and he wants us to be the vehicle that he can work through. So if the enemy cannot stop God directly, he can stop God's will by stopping you and stopping me through intimidation. And his voice roars all the reasons why we should give up, why we should never even start, all of the fears, all of the, and he uses, what does he use? We've learned he uses logic, he uses reasoning, and we are so receptive to that. I wish we could be more receptive to the spiritual truth of God that doesn't always line up with logic and reasoning. So day number 22 is that he intimidates by using a roaring voice, a roaring voice. And here in 1 Peter 5:8, we all know it. You can put it in the comments. Be sober, be vigilant. This means be awake and alert. And vigilant means militant. Be militant. We can't be come see, come saw about this thing. We cannot be laid back about this. We must be vigilant, because why? Your adversary, the devil, walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So that's day 22. Day 23 is that I have his words block me. And this goes right in line with day 22. So day 22, he wants to intimidate us. He wants to stop us. He wants to roar. And day 23 is he wants to block me. How does he block me? Because his voice is full of judgment, condemnation. And condemnation, if you think about the word condemn, you think about a home, an office, a building of some sort that has declined to the point that now the government is interceding and condemning that. They put tape across the door, a sign on the window, condemned, not fit for habitation. This is what the enemy wants to convince us of. If we are willing to be convinced that we are condemned, we couldn't possibly believe that we are fit to be a habitation of Holy Spirit. We would never think we can be a habitation of the glory of the Lord, a habitation of his miracles, his healing, his salvation, his fruit of the Spirit living in us. Well, if we're condemned, we are shut down, because now we have put across the door of our life, do not enter, I am not fit. And so we've got to be careful. Let's read some verses here as well concerning that thought. And I want you to hear the condemnation in these scriptures. "And the tempter came and said to him," in Matthew 4:3, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. If you are the Son of God, there is a question mark where there should be a period. He is the Son of God. And the enemy comes to you and me with the same exact statement. If you are a true Christian, then why is this happening in your life? If you are a true daughter and son of God, why is this? And it's condemning, it's condemnation. We see in Zechariah 3, 1 and 2, then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse me. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you." I absolutely love this because the enemy is condemning and God speaks a rebuke to him. God does not ignore the voice of the enemy. He deals with it. And then he speaks the identity of Jerusalem. This is who I have chosen. We must get bold in that same way and let the Holy Spirit speak through us and say, "I will not be condemned. No, I am not perfect, and I will not try to justify myself by my works. I also will not be condemned by my works. I will be justified by the works of Christ Jesus, my Lord, my Savior." Hallelujah. He was perfect. He is perfect. I don't have to be. So there it is, day 22, intimidation. It's a roaring voice. He wants to intimidate and stop you. Day 23 is a voice full of condemnation to shut you down and to block you. So let's pray concerning those two, and then we will share our tip of the day for spring cleaning and decluttering. We want to clean our spiritual life and our physical. So Father God, thank you for the truth in your word that is so helpful. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to guess. You've written it right there. You've written what the nature of the enemy is like, and you've written what the nature of you is like. And we keep those very separate, and we understand they are separate. So, Lord, we are discerning the voice of the enemy, and we are not going to fall prey, Lord. We pray for you to help us, Holy Spirit. We cannot win on our own. We can only win through the discernment of Holy Spirit breathing on these words of God, breathing on the Bible, and making it revelation for us. Thank you, God, that revelation comes through relationship, not just simply reading. So give us all a deeper desire for intimacy and relationship with you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So here we go. Our tips, spring cleaning tips of the day. You're going to get two. And the first one that I want to share with you is a bag a week rule. What if every single week, and I know this would work for us. Now, if you have fewer people than we do, you know, maybe your house doesn't seem to collect as much as mine does, you may say a bag a month. But for me, it's pretty much a bag a week. What if every week you made it a goal to have one bag donated, one bag of treasures for someone else? Things that you're not using, things that provide no purpose for you. Maybe you like the item, but don't use it. So let's keep a mindset of keeping clutter out. Let's be people that make wide open spaces and enjoy those. And so a bag a week. Very simple, simple little tip. And then I also have storage for what? Storage for what? Just because you have room in a closet or a cupboard or a cabinet to store something or a shelf does not mean that you have to store items there. Many times we think, well, I have this room, so I need to shove things in here. But then we never even go and use those items. And for me as a homeschool mom, this is tough because I have a lot of homeschool treasures that sit on a shelf in my hallway closet and are never utilized. And that is hard, but I have to say, okay, back up. Have I used this? Am I going to be able to use it? I physically cannot get all of this curriculum in. It's wonderful. So I could find someone else that might could use that. So anyways, here are your tips again. One bag a week needs to exit your home. And just because you have storage for it does not mean you have to fill it up. I want to shout out to Rebecca James. She sent a picture of her drawer for her her jeans, and only half the drawer had items in it. Half the drawer had jeans. And I thought, this is exactly right, because we need to get to the point where we don't just declutter until we're full. You know, our closets are full, our shelves are full, our cabinets are full. Why don't we declutter until we're empty of the things we don't need? It doesn't matter if we have space. And just breathing room. And I'm going to give you this tip. Listen to the song Breathing Room by Kim Walker Smith. It'll give you motivation when you're decluttering. So I want to hear all the stories of everyone decluttering their next room, their next closet, their next drawer when listening to Breathing Room by Kim Walker Smith. I think you'll be encouraged. All right, guys. Love you. This was day 22 and 23. We'll see you tomorrow with day 24. We're almost there. Keep going, guys. All right. Bye.